Welcome to McDonald's, what you order, bro?
Can I get an Oreo McFlurry, yeah?
We're not serving ice cream right now. It's broken at the moment, can I get you something, yeah?
Oh, I know you gon' say that.
Yes, that's TikToker Dame Damien expressing the pain we've all felt when you're craving a McDonald's ice cream cone or a McFlurry only to be told yet again that machine is broken. The problem is so common that one customer even created a site, McBroken, just to track which soft serve machines were busted across the U.S. Speculation over why the machines are always down has run rampant for years. As it turns out, Twitter and Reddit weren't completely wrong about their being a conspiracy to this mystery. Andy Greenberg is a journalist for Wired. He's done a serious deep dive on the real reasons behind the broken machines, and he joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
So tell us what threw you down this twisted rabbit hole. Why were you digging into ice cream machines?
Yeah, this kind of bizarre and very twisty story began for me when I started to get these messages on the encrypted messaging app Signal from a guy I'd never met before named Jeremy O'Sullivan. And Jeremy explained to me that he was one of the founders of this tiny tech startup called Kitsch. And he told me that he had uncovered a massive corporate conspiracy inside the world of McDonald's. He told me that he had basically hacked into these McDonald's ice cream machines and found that they have a secret menu.
Wait, so when you say a secret menu, you're not talking about like secret ice cream combinations. You're talking about a menu to like fix this machine or make the machine work, right?
This is like a secret passcode, sort of like the PIN on your phone, but one that you're not supposed to know about, like as the owner of the machine that unlocks all of its secret data.
So Kitsch, they're not exactly doing this out of the kindness of their heart. This is a business. What are their claims against Taylor in this case?
Taylor, the ice cream machine company, as Kitsch began to catch on among restaurants and was being used in hundreds of McDonald's, Taylor, I think, started to sense that this was a kind of, strangely, a threat to their business. They wanted to develop their own connected ice cream machine, to fix their own ice cream machine on their own terms, but they never seemed to be able to quite get it done. So they instead started to try to get their hands on a Kitsch device. Taylor's attempts to get their hands on a Kitsch device and reverse engineer it ultimately involved like fake names and private investigators, and Kitsch has now sued Taylor and some of its distributors, and that is now a kind of unfolding legal drama.
So how have Taylor and McDonald's responded to all of this?
Well, McDonald's stands by its initial claim that it's just trying to protect the safety of its devices. Taylor has claimed directly to me that they never tried to copy a Kitsch device, that they just wanted to analyze it to, you know, to see if it was safe. But the latest wrinkle of this story that I just wrote about last week is that in the process of this lawsuit, Taylor has had to release 800 plus pages of internal emails, and you can see them directly trying to copy Kitsch's features.
I guess the question that I can't help but wonder is, are they actually any closer to having ice cream machines at work? Is it going to be any more reliable anytime soon that I can walk into McDonald's and get a cone?
That's maybe the real tragedy of this story, is that McDonald's and Taylor seem to have been more focused on trying to kind of tank Kitsch's business than they are on actually fixing these ice cream machines. I mean, if you look at McBroken.com, like around 10% of them are down across McBroken's whole data set. And in New York City, I check this pretty often, it's like 30 or 40% sometimes.
Well, that is Wired journalist Andy Greenberg. I want a McFlurry now. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.